Welcome, everybody, and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Happy Wednesday afternoon. We've got a great show for you this today and this afternoon, but of course, you're probably in line for a free burger at George Webb in celebration of Milwaukee Brewers' 12th straight win logged last week. You got just another hour to get that free burger in. I wish I was standing in line with each and every one of you. So go have some fun, grab a burger, and stay tuned all hour. We've got Brewers President and Head of Operations Rick Schlesinger joining us at 5:30. I've got some great questions all set up for Rick. We're going to have a fun conversation, but right now we're continuing today's theme of looking at Donald Trump, the data manipulator. It has been a problem since the first Trump administration, and on the days after the election, I called out that this was going to be an even bigger problem in Trump 2.0. But before we get into that and our special guest that's going to help us understand how Project 2025 told us all we needed to know about the fact that Donald Trump doesn't want actual competition or anybody looking at whether or not his policies will achieve the results he promised Americans who voted for him, I've got to give you a little breaking news. We've got more entrants into the 2026 election landscape here in Wisconsin. Secretary of State Sarah Godelewski today announcing that she will be running for lieutenant governor. That seat will be open because our current lieutenant governor, Sarah Rodriguez, is one of a number of candidates for the gubernatorial seat. Also, locally, Clark County is currently considering a resolution that would encourage local law enforcement officials to cooperate with federal immigration authorities, a move that many critics say will lead to racial profiling and wrongful detentions. Here's what on this. Been there and seen this action before, okay? This is the County Board of Supervisors in Clark County that's considering doing this. I have a little news for them. Dear Clark County Board of Supervisors, you know this, but maybe your constituents don't. Your resolution means absolutely hill of beans, nothing. Why are you doing it? You're doing it so that you can look Trump-aligned. Stop making it appear that you have powers you don't. Sheriffs in the state of Wisconsin do not have to listen to what county boards or county executives say at all. And police departments are run by the villages, cities, and towns, not by the county board of Clark County. So literally what they're doing will have no legal effect at all. It is purely symbolic. Knock it off. I hate it when politicians do that kind of thing. Enough of my rants this afternoon. A little breaking news for you. I'd like to bring on my next guest. We've been talking today about Donald Trump, the data manipulator. His name is James Goodwin. He is the policy director for the Center for Progressive Reform. And folks, we are going to drop the link to the analysis, the Project 2025 tracker that the Center for Progressive Reform has put out there. I want to say firstly to you, James, and all of your colleagues, thank you for that work. It is time-consuming and detailed. Folks, we will put the link to that tracker in our show notes for today. You can find that wherever you get your podcast. Just search for The Maggie Dawn Show. Click on today's episode, and that link will be in our show notes. You can also find that at civicmedia.us/shows. Welcome, James. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Data manipulation runs all through Project 2025. In absolutely every area you could think of, whether it's healthcare to economics, which we all think of as a data thing anyways. But it's all over it. And I've been squawking about this concern as a data wonk and an economist and a nerd myself since the day after Donald Trump was reelected. I want to go back and actually play a little bit of the sound, James, and then we'll get into where Project 2025 promised exactly what we're seeing happen here. Let's take cut 13. This is what I was saying in mid-December about this very problem. Let's take a listen. I'm going to put this marker down as well. So remember this. It's 3:14 p.m. on December 18th, 2024. The thing, maybe not that I'm worried the most about, but easily in my top five things about Trump 2.0 is the absolute gutting and dismantling of our data collection systems and our data collection mandates in the federal government. Yeah, I go into quite a lot of detail about this. I talked about it literally, I think, on November 6th. Here's me in February, still worried about this because we were getting a little taste less than about 3 weeks in. This is February 6th. Let's take a listen.
What we're seeing from government agency to government agency is data being scrubbed. They're putting up static PDFs. You cannot search the data. You cannot download it if the data is even still available. They're pulling down the research papers. It is like the entirety of the U.S. data collection, which, again, is done by, and I'm going to use this word with a lot of love and respect, technocrats and data wonks, yes, and nonpartisan civil servants, public servants, who would provide this information to researchers and the public at large so that we could actually look at and assess what impact various policies are having, who actually benefited from Trump's 2017 tax cuts. Hint, it wasn't the middle class.
Correct.
I am so petrified, Tom, that because we're seeing it already. We're only 3 weeks in.
Yeah. So, James, take us through, is my alarm about this, you know, the firing of the BLS head, of course, is the most recent example of this, but is my level of alarm well-founded? And what, start taking us through Project 2025's attacks on different types of data. And again, folks, think of data in three things: data collection, data analysis, and then the transparency, the reporting element. Project 2025 and Donald Trump and his billionaire overlords are attacking all three of those axes that help us hold government accountable. Tell us more, James.
Yeah, so, I mean, just to pull back the camera a bit, Project 2025 is a blueprint for creating an authoritarian president, right? And what that means is dismantling or breaking down any conceivable checks or balances against what the president can do, including what's in the Constitution, Congress, judiciary, states, but also important social institutions, right? So things like the free press, universities, and of course, a big part of control, the kind of extensive control that Trump is trying to institute requires control of data, right? The objective way we understand the world and explain it to one another, because that goes a long way towards how we can spin the narrative about how his presidency is going, what reality is like, and essentially fool us against what our own eyes are telling us, right? And that's really, really powerful stuff. I think the other thing to understand is that government data is an important part of what the government has been doing since the founding, right? We all know about the famed Lewis and Clark expedition data gathering exercise. Bureau of Labor Statistics, one of the first truly modern data gathering institutions within the federal government, was universally recognized as important for establishing America's modern economy, right? And the fact that these things are now under attack by the Trump administration, rather, is it's a really dangerous attack against our democracy, of course, but it's also going to have huge ramifications for the health of our economy.
Folks, that's James Goodwin. James is the policy director at the Center for Progressive Reform. Just talking about the BLS, here's what economist Paul Krugman said about it. Quote, this will be the total destruction of one of the world's greatest statistical agencies. This from independent journalist Isaac Saul. And Tony is worse than not qualified. Actually, he is an agenda-driven, untrustworthy, and wasting no time pushing to the limit the public's access to critical economic data. And, quote, economist Justin Wolfers said this, quote, put a useful idiot in charge of economic statistics and we will suddenly get a reason to suspend our most valuable and reliable measures. Just as the economy is slowing, it's cooking the books by erasing inconvenient numbers, indefensibly destructive, economically harmful, and markets will hate it. This reminds me of a saying, James, that I referenced earlier this week. Totalitarianism in power invariably replaces all first-rate talents, regardless of their sympathies, with those crackpots and fools whose lack of intelligence and creativity is still the best guarantee of their loyalty. I've made that argument here. The folks that Trump is hiring are those willing to trade away their integrity if they ever had it, or are too stupid or don't care about the fact that they are now peddling lies to the American public, and they have rendered themselves, by virtue of this lack of integrity, both in any form or to their discipline, rendered themselves effectively unemployable outside of the MAGA, alternate reality, right? On Earth 1.0, they won't be able to find a different job. So all they can do is continue to double down on the lies. When you look at Project 2025, James, is there one particular area that stands out as, or industry, federal agency where the attacks are more concerning to you? How should people approach this, and what should people be asking their elected officials about this?
You know, it's hard to sort of like pick your favorite child. It's hard to know which is the hardest, the most dangerous, right? But you're absolutely right. This is something that is woven into every single chapter of Project 2025. And for your listeners, it's broken down into agencies or substantive topic areas. Every chapter has some element of data manipulation tucked away in it. So my substantive background is environment and climate. So you see a lot of data manipulation and control there, of course, with obviously how we measure climate change, whether we measure climate change, the impacts of that, how we attempt to account for it in policy making through something called the social cost of carbon.
Yes.
All these sorts of tricks to basically fundamentally alter how we talk about reality, and to do so in ways that are biased in favor of a particular agenda. And, you know, not only does that result in your immediate policy goal, you know, in this case, weakening regulations or eliminating environmental regulations, it also fundamentally changes the way people think about government and whether they can trust that data or not.
Yeah, if you thought folks didn't trust government before, just wait until the data is absolute garbage. Everything is relative. No one is accountable. There are no facts of reality. It's just whatever you feel. James Goodwin is going to stick around with us. He's the policy director at the Center for Progressive Reform. We're talking about Donald Trump, the anti-capitalist, the anti-free market guy, the data manipulator extraordinaire. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment here on the Civic Media Radio Network.